Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Look what the Bible said in verse number one. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now here's our verse for the day. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How do I know the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God? Well, you have to have your mind renewed and you have to be thinking like the Lord. Amen. Father, help us tonight. I pray, Lord, that your will and way would be done. God, I pray, Lord, that you give us the mind of Christ and use us as I preach tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You can be seated tonight. I want to look into this again about the renewing of our mind. Now, this morning, I dealt all this morning really in an introduction, and I'm not going to take the time to really go through every bit of it, but let me just hit a couple of highlights of it. I dealt with how our mind is a battlefield today. Our mind is a battleground today, how the devil wars in our mind. I talked about different ones. Adam and Eve fought the battle of the mind in Genesis 3. Elijah fought the battle of his mind in 1 Kings 19. Jesus fought the battle in his mind in Matthew chapter number 4 when the devil tempted him. Now the Bible tells us here to not be conformed to the world. That word conform means made to resemble, but he says to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. That word transformed means changed in form or external appearance. And it also means metamorphosis. In other words, what a caterpillar does. And we used that illustration this morning talking about how a caterpillar changes completely into a butterfly. Matter of fact, Jesus, when he went apart on the mountain of what? Transfiguration and prayed, he was transformed into his glory that night. And a few of those that was there got a glimpse of his glory. So he says that we transform, and he says the way that we do that is by the renewing of our mind. Now that word renew means this, making new again. It means repairing, and it means renovation. Our mind has to be renovated to think like the Lord. Our thoughts have to be renovated to be on God and to be on the Scripture and to be on things of God instead of being on things in this world. I said this morning, if we could all agree on anything, we could all agree that our mind is a battleground today. It is a battlefield today. And I would say this, we need to learn how to have the right and the good and the scriptural mental health. Now we got home, and whenever we got home, Olivia said that she started to stand up and say amen for me this morning, because when I said mental health, it got tight. But it's true today, there is a such thing as mental health. And you say, well, we don't have to worry about our mental health. You're probably starting to lean on the other side of where you need to be. If you think that there is not a battleground in our mind and you don't think that you need to hey, look, your mental health is as important as your physical health. It really is. Because if your mental health is not right, it won't be long your physical health won't be right. Amen. Now it's all in the Bible. The mind's all throughout the Bible. Mental health is all throughout the Bible. And I said this morning at closing, and I'll say it again tonight. There is times that there is bipolar imbalances, a chemical imbalance in a person's body, and that individual has to go to a doctor. Amen. Somebody help me tonight. That individual has to be medicated for those reasons. And I'm just a firm believer in this. There's a lot today that's not being treated for it that needs to be treated for it. Amen. You take a few trips with me and old Brother Aaron back there and see some of the things that we see sometimes. Isn't that right, Brother Tim, on calls? You'll understand what I'm saying. And there's nothing wrong with that. You say, preacher, there's thoughts in my mind about this and about that. You better talk to somebody. You better talk to somebody tonight. I've said this many times, and you can see suicide in the Word of God. You can see different people in the Bible that done it. But I've said this many times, any person that does that is not in the right state of mind. There is a battleground that's took place in their mind, an evil one over good. That does not mean they go to hell if they're saved. That nowhere in the Bible can you show me that if a person's saved and they commit suicide, that they go to hell. You will not find that saying we can lose our salvation. That's saying our salvation is dependent on us and not being sealed by the Holy Spirit of God like the Bible says it is. I had a preacher friend of mine. I'm telling you, he was a man of God. He could preach the sheetrock off of a wall. Matter of fact, I've got one of his preaching Bibles back there in my office that committed suicide. Let me tell you what happened. He was bipolar. He had a chemical imbalance and things went south. So I understand that. There is times that you need to seek a medical professional because of things like that. But I want to say this to you tonight. There is times that our mind is a battlefield and we allow depression to come in our life. We allow anxiety to come in our life because we are not controlling what goes in our mind. Amen. I'm not belittling anxiety. Matter of fact, I've got a book back there in my, I think I still got one. I've given I don't know how many away on it, but that is dealing with that. People face that, but I'm going to tell you something, that it's a matter of the mind tonight. Amen. It's a matter of the mind. Here's what I said this morning. Your mind or thoughts control your life. Your mind is the battleground of sin. And then I said this, your mind is the key to peace and happiness. It all starts in your mind. Paul said, I think myself happy. Paul being incarcerated, Paul going before Agrippa, and you know what? The first thing that Paul says to Agrippa, I think myself happy, Agrippa. You know what he was saying? He was saying this, I choose to not allow circumstances to control the calmness of my mind. So many times, church, we allow circumstances to control our mind. What was it David said? David said he encouraged himself in the Lord. We read out of Habakkuk this morning about how they encouraged themselves in the Lord. Now, I want to look into this tonight. Preacher, how do I renew my mind? And I really, if you wasn't here this morning or in the service, I hope you'll go back and listen to this morning's service, not because I was the one preaching it, but because it will bring you into where we're at in depth. I want to look at three simple things tonight about renewing our mind. What did he say? He said, and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let me show you three things tonight. Number one, I must choose. Did you catch that? I must choose. I said this morning and I'll say it again tonight. You can't drink water with a lid on it. I don't know if anybody just saw that. I cannot choose. I can do my best. Olivia and I had a long talk yesterday about some things. Not a bad talk. We just had a talk. Just daddy-daughter time. We had a talk. I can try my best, Brother Brian, to put the right things in there. But she has to choose what goes on inside of her mind. You say, I wish I could see into some people's mind. I don't. I promise you, you don't wish you could see into this mind. But watch this. I choose. It all starts with us. We make the choice. You say, preacher, I really want to get help. If you really want to get help, you'll get help. A lot of times people cry, "I really want help," because they're seeking attention. They're seeking attention. If you really want help, you can get. Watch this. Number one, I must choose to feed my mind with truth. If I'm going to renovate my mind, if I'm going to renew my mind, if I'm going to be transformed to the things of God, I must choose to feed my mind with truth tonight. With truth. Well, preacher, what is truth? Well, John 17:7 said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Listen to what the Bible said in John 8:32. "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you," what? "Free." Is that not what we're after? Is that not what we're after? Is that not what we're looking for? Is that freedom when our mind is all tangled up? Our mind's running here, our mind's running there. We don't know whether to go here or go over yonder. And all those things are right. We must choose to feed our minds with truth. We are living, I'm going to need an amen right here. We are living in a crazy world. Now, I figured I'd get one right there if I didn't get it nowhere else tonight. We are living in a world full of maniacs. I'm telling you, this world is going crazy. And I want you to hear what I'm saying to you tonight. If all you do is feed your mind with this world, you'll go crazy. If all you do is feed your mind with the news media, you'll go crazy. You say, "Well, preacher, do you not know what's going on right now? Do you not know about this? And do you not know about that? And do you not know about this?" Can I tell you, I do not know the last time that I watched the news. You say, "Well, preacher, you need to keep up with what's going on in society today." You want me to tell you what's going on down at the Barker household? God's being real good to us. We had some good food for lunch today. I'm going home tonight to have some good food. I'm going to lay down in a good bed and I'm going to go to sleep. Well, don't you know the world's going crazy? Yep. But you know what? Right down there at our house, I'm choosing to feed my mind with something besides the chaos of society. Amen. There is so many theories. Everybody okay tonight? There is so many theories in the world today. Now, it might get tighter. There is those that thinks that Donald Trump is going to rise back up again with a new league of people and overtake America. There's those that thinks that Joe Biden is the Antichrist. When people say stuff like that, I just look at them and say, "Man, I can tell you've not read your Bible. Are you with me? And this is going to happen, and that's going to happen, and the world is coming to an end." Right, it is, because the Lord's coming back. And I'm going to tell you something tonight. If all you do is sit around and listen to that, I'm preaching real good tonight. You say, "Preacher, how did I control my mind? How did I get my mind back on the things of God? How did I get my mind on what really matters? How can I calm my mind?" Feed your mind with truth, man. Feed your mind with truth. Well, I don't know if Fox News is the truth or if CNN is the truth. I don't know if any of them is the truth. But I do know one that's the truth. It's this blessed old King James Bible that I hold in my hand tonight. So you know what I choose to do? I choose to listen to preaching. I choose to listen to the Word of God. I choose to listen to podcasts that has to do with the things of God. I choose to feed my mind with truth, man. That's the way I renew my mind. You say, "Is every podcast you listen to on preaching?" No, but I'm not going to listen to none that's absolutely stupid. That's a Ryan Hayes word. Stupid. I mean, that's past stupid. Are you with me tonight? I'm not going to do it. I listen to some leadership podcasts, that's great. I listen to some motivational speakers, Brother Will, that's great. He's told me about something. You want me to tell you the reason why? There's enough garbage out there. There's enough mess out there. And if you want to renew your mind, you're going to have to feed the truth into your mind. You're going to have to feed the truth into your mind. Listen to the Word of God. You say, I want to know what's going to happen in the future. Find you a good, solid, fundamental prophecy preacher and listen to him. Listen to Brother Ralph Sexton Jr. on prophecy. I promise you he'll preach you what's right about it. Hey, I'm going to tell you, here's what's going to happen in the future. The Lord's coming back. He's going to rescue us out of here. And before it gets too bad, he always gets his children out. We're ambassadors for God. And the truth is this, as an ambassador, we're representative from a foreign country, and that home country already, always gets their representative out before the war breaks out, before the tribulation breaks out, before it gets too bad. Hey, honey, look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. Renew your mind by feeding it with truth. By feeding it with truth. Right. Madeline said today, we was talking. Here's what she said, and I'm moving. She said, Daddy, you was talking about laying down this morning in the message. And she said, how true is that? She said, sometimes when I lay down at night, she said, that's when there's one of the biggest battles raging in my mind. And I said, you're right, honey. And I said, you know what we have to do in those times? We have to feed the truth to our mind in those times. Let me tell you what will give you a good week. If you watch the news, turn it off this week. And every minute that you is going to watch that or listen to it, listen to the Word of God. You say, well, I want to see the weather. Well, pull it up on your phone. It'll probably be more accurate anyway. Feed the truth. Feed the truth. Feed your mind with truth. Number one, I must choose to feed my mind with truth. Number two, I must choose to free my mind from destructive patterns. I must not only choose to feed my mind with truth, but I must choose to free my mind from destructive patterns. Listen to what the Bible said in 2 Corinthians 10. He said this in verse number 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Those thoughts that go through your mind, you must choose to free yourself from them. You say, how do I do that? You feed your mind with truth. You feed your mind with truth. Bitterness is real. Anger is real. Malice is real. Bitterness is a sin. Malice is a sin. Anger is not a sin, but you can allow it to become sin. Because he said, be angry and sin not. But you know what you have to do in your life? You have to choose to free your mind from those destructive thoughts. Bitterness will kill you. Did you hear the preacher tonight? Bitterness will kill you. I've said this many times, and I'll say it again tonight. I absolutely refuse to allow somebody else to make my life miserable. I refuse to. You say, well, preacher, I tell you right now, I don't like you, and I don't like the stands you take. The only reason I'm coming to church is to sit here like a knot on log and make you miserable. Well, you're not doing a good job at it. I'll just go ahead and serve notice on you. You need to step up your game a little bit more, because let me tell you what I'm trying my best to do. I'm trying my best to free my mind from a destructive thought. Those thoughts come in our mind. Every day, our mind, there will be thoughts that come through our mind. Amen. thoughts that shouldn't be there, thoughts that we know is not supposed to be. You said, preacher, how do I free myself from that? You have to flood your mind with the truth. You have to keep the Word of God and the things of God the priority in your life. I thought about this. There's three things that I would say that really works against us. It's the old nature. The old nature. The old nature wants you to be bitter. The old nature wants you to hold a grudge. The old nature wants you to tell Billy Bob off. The old nature wants you to open your mouth and to run off at the mouth like crazy. And then whenever you leave, you feel like you've really accomplished something when really all you did was showed your ignorance. Amen, Brother Jonathan. That's the truth. At least Brother Robert's agreeing with me. Anybody ever told you off and they walked off and you just laughed? You thought, well, you know, I always wondered about them, but now they've opened their mouth and removed all doubt. I'm being honest. That's what your old nature wants you to do. That is a destructive thought because you do not help yourself in that moment. You hurt yourself in that moment. So, preacher, how do I keep myself from doing it? You renew your mind. Every day of your life, you must choose to feed your mind with truth because the old nature is interested in the destructive thought. The devil. Can I just say something to you tonight? The devil can't make you do nothing unless you allow him to. Here's the reason why. He said this in 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So when the devil rises up against me, puts destructive thoughts in my mind, the way I free myself from that is because I have fed truth into my mind. The world. Man, the world is against us. So I see this. Number one, we must choose to feed our mind with truth. Number two, I must choose to free my mind from destructive patterns. But number three, I want to show you this. I must choose to focus my mind on the right things. I must choose to focus my mind on the right things. Philippians 4:8 said this. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So you know what he's saying? He's saying this, choose to focus your mind on the right things. Listen to what he said in Colossians 3:2. Set your affection on things above, not on things of this earth. How do I make it? I don't look at what's going on in this earth. I look at what's going on things above. Amen. You said, preacher, it's so simple. Yeah, but it's so hard to do, isn't it? It's so hard to do. We must choose to focus our mind on the right things. On the right things. You ever met somebody that seen the bad in everybody? That's all they, Brother Randy, they didn't see. I really think if the Lord showed up in front of them, they'd find something wrong. They didn't see the good in nobody. Man, wouldn't that be a horrible life to live, Brother Brian? Would it not be a horrible life? You say, Prayer, what do you say? I'm saying this. You gotta choose. Nobody else can do this for you. You gotta choose to focus your mind on the right thing. I read an article. I want to share it with you in closing. I read an article this week in Psychology Today. Yeah, I read that. Psychology Today. And it was a very interesting article, Brother Brian. Brother Brian gets me into reading some of this stuff every once in a while. In Psychology Today. And here's what the title of it was. Is everybody ready? I started to ask you to raise your hand if you do this. But I'm not going to ask you to. I'm just going to tell you what the title of the article was. Multitasking is a myth. That was the title of the article. And when I seen that, Brother Josh, I was like, I'm going to read this. I want to know what this says. Multitasking is a myth. So I thought, yep, this is my article for today that I'm reading. Pulled that article up and I began to read it, and you know what it convinced me of? It's right. It has been proven that you cannot multitask. It's been proven. Let me read you something. Research in neuroscience tells us that the brain doesn't really do tasks simultaneously as we thought, hoped that it might. In fact, we just switch tasks quickly. Each time we move from hearing music to writing a text or talking to someone, there is a stop-start process that goes on inside of our brain. I mean, 15 years ago, Brother Robert, did you think old John would be standing up here talking about neurology? Listen to this. That start, stop, start process is rough on us. Rather than saving time, it actually costs time. Even very small microseconds sometimes, but it costs time. It's less efficient. We make more mistakes, and over time, it can zap us of our energy. Illustration. Have you ever done 42 things in a day and got to the end of your day and said, I feel like I've accomplished nothing today? You want me to tell you the reason why? You didn't. Why? Because you was trying to do something that's impossible to do, and that's called multitask. You say, preacher, it's a lie. I'm going to give you a test to take when you get home. And you're going to come back and say, the preacher knows psychology. I want you to do this test. If you think you're a good multitasker, Tina, I want you to do this test when you get home. I want you to write this down, and I want somebody to time you. I am a great multitasker. And then right down below it, I want you to come one line below it, and I want you to write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way up to 20, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 19, 20. All right, and time yourself. Took me 24 seconds to do it. I am a great multitasker, 1 through 20, I wrote it out. I've got everybody's attention now. I love this. How do you spell it? I'll give you a hint. It's got 20 letters in it. Then, after you do that, Brother Heath, because you're rolling in your mind right now. I love it. You're rolling, man. After you do that, I want you to get somebody else to time you again. And I want you to write I, and then come underneath it and put the number 1. And then I want you to put A, the number 2. M, the number 3. Are you following me? So as you put a letter, you put a word. You know what you're doing? You're multitasking. And at the end of it, see how long it takes you. It took me 48 seconds to do that. And I had to rethink a couple times because I was putting the wrong letter and the wrong number. It's a proven fact that you can't multitask and be quicker at what you're doing. You say, preacher, why in the world did you say all that? I said all that to say this. Your mind, God made your mind to be one track. And what you have to choose to do is focus your mind on the right things. You know what happens? You try to multitask God. And you straddle the fence. That's good. You come start playing, give them some hope. You straddle the fence. You want a little bit of God, but you want some of the world too. Hey, look up in there. You want God to help you on Monday, but you want to not put His things first on Sunday. And what you're doing is you're trying to multitask God. And it is proven psychologically that multitasking is a myth. Your brain stops and starts again. Stops and starts again. So you know what you need to do tonight? You want to renew your mind? Quit multitasking God. God does not have time for multitasking. It's either all Him or not. We're either sold out to serve Him or we're not. We're either living our life pleasing to Him or we're not. Quit trying to have a touch of the world and a touch of God. Quit multitasking God and choose yourself to focus on the right things. If you have to question what you're going to do, everybody's still awake. If you have to question what you're going to do, then it's wrong. Shouldn't ever have to question it. I don't have to question whether or not to come to the house of God. I don't have to question whether or not to read my Bible. I don't have to question whether or not to study the Word of God. I don't have to question whether or not to live a right, holy, godly life. But those little things that come up in your mind and you question them, it's probably because God's saying, quit multitasking me. Everybody is interested in God being their Savior. But very few are interested in Him being their Lord. Because when He's our Lord, He makes the calls for our life. Preacher, how do I have the right mental health? Here's the way we do it. We choose to feed our mind with truth. We feed it with truth. We put what's the truth in our mind. We choose to free our mind from destructive patterns. Say, preacher, if I'm alone, I do this. If nobody's watching, I'll look at this on my phone, or I'll do this, or I'll free yourself from destructive patterns. If that means that you cut the internet off in your house, if that means you go back to a prepaid flip phone, then that's what we do. We choose to free ourselves from those destructive patterns, and we choose tonight to focus our mind on the right things. Hey, look, your mind's either going to be focused on the wrong things, or it's going to be focused on the right things. Why not choose to put all of our effort into the right things? Choosing tonight. Our mind, it's all up to us. I can't choose it for you. It's all up to us. You can't choose for my mind to be right. I can't choose for your mind to be right. It's all up to us.